From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, a report on the symbolic importance of Muqtada al-Sadr calling his fighters the Mahdi Army. But first, here in the U.S., a high-level panel investigating American military detention operations will release its report later today. The Schlesinger Commission is expected to blame top military and Defense Department leaders for the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. That's according to stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, how much blame is placed in this report, do you think, on the military commanders in Iraq and Pentagon officials back in the U.S.?
I think, Noah, it depends on how you define blame. What we're told by officials who've seen this report is that it will link the abuse to top officials in Washington and to top military commanders. This will be the first, and we expect the only one of the Pentagon's investigations that will do that. It's not expected, though, to implicate them by name, and it's not recommending punishment for anyone very high up in the chain of command.
So it's difficult to say how high up it would go. It certainly would go to the Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, the criticism on this sort of broad level does go to the top. It fingers the Joint Chiefs of Staff for not recognizing that military police at Abu Ghraib were overwhelmed and there just weren't enough of them to get the task that they needed to do to get that done. It specifically names Ricardo Sanchez, who was until recently the three-star general who was in charge of U.S. forces in Iraq. It blames him for not paying enough attention to what was going on at the prison. And it does talk about the very highest level of civilian officers, Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary. But again, it's blaming them for poor oversight, for exercising inadequate leadership and guidance. It is not fingering them for directly ordering abuse. And I think when we get this report out later today and have a chance to actually read it and be briefed on it, we'll have a little bit of a better idea. Is this the end of the story, or will calls for an outside inquiry, perhaps a congressional investigation, will those calls continue?
This panel is headed by a former Defense Secretary, James R. Schlesinger. Who else is on it, and what kind of standing do they have in Washington?
Right. This is a four-member panel led by a former defense secretary. There are three others on it, all people who are highly regarded and thought to be free-thinking and able to put out a critical report. I should point out the actually probably most highly anticipated report of the many investigations into detainee abuses is out tomorrow. That is the Fay report. That is an internal Army report focusing on the role of military intelligence officers in the abuse. That Fay report out tomorrow is expected to widen the circle of soldiers considered responsible, but still focus on fairly low-ranking soldiers, contractors, medics, and again, not hold anyone directly responsible at the higher level than a brigade commander who was actually at the prison.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Thank you, Mary Louise.
You're welcome, Noah.